Welcome to Escape from Home, a Fallout podcast.
I'm not incredibly proud of what happened. What happened when I saw the vault? I panicked and ran away. Which, I don't know, looking back, actually seems like a fairly rational decision on my part. Especially with the information I had available to me. Still not super happy with myself, though. But what else was I supposed to do? Everyone in that vault. Every single person, except one, I guess, was dead. Bodies ripped in half, and trails thrown across the room. It's not like there was anything else I could have done. I'm only one person. But the one person alive? My dad. How, though? I don't want to admit the obvious truth, but I have to. My dad was the only person alive in that vault, because he killed them all. I don't know. At the same time, it doesn't quite line up. If he had killed them, wouldn't they be facing different directions or something? Because when I went in, they were all facing the same direction. The entrance. Like, they were set up to face whatever was coming through those doors. A part of me says I should go back and investigate the vault with a level head. The rest of me screams that I should just stay away, though. I agree with that part. And besides, it's not like I've had any other revelations in the past couple of hours since I left. I wouldn't be bringing anything new to the table. And if that was really my dad in there, and he actually murdered all those people, then he's still in there. Unless he left the vault at the same time as me. Well, that wasn't really a reassuring thought.
Kyan, are you there? It's Alex.
Yeah, just a second. Let me see if I can get a better signal. Okay, that should be better. What's up?
Did you figure out what the issue was with your old wall?
No, I ran into a wall with it.
Like a physical wall? Did they shut the vault off from outside contact?
No, sorry, a mental wall. I can't really figure out the problem right now.
Well, that sucks. I've got a problem up in Springfield, though. You think you could help?
I mean, sure. A change might help clear my head a bit.
Thanks. It's just some raiders. Usually, they aren't too much of a problem. Managed to take cover in the local branch of Dunwich Company. Normally, it wouldn't be a big deal, except that I'm trying to help a settlement that's starting up. And they could really use the technology that's inside the building.
Dunwich? I don't think I've ever heard of them. And they deal with technology? Are we going to have to worry about the Brotherhood trying to come and stop us?
Apparently, they were an old world tech powerhouse. Lots of experimental stuff that should help a small settlement. Rumor is, there's even a Gek inside.
What's a Gek?
That's right. Since you've been topside with us for a while, I forget sometimes you're still a wet war at heart. A Gek is, I really don't know how to explain it. Like, it kind of gives nature a jumpstart.
I can see why you want to get your hands on it then. Yeah, I'll head up there. Springfield is kind of close. I think I should be able to get up there by nightfall.
By the time I get to Springfield, the sun has started to set. Alex has already set up camp, just a small fire to cook with a sleeping bag rolled out. I'm not completely certain why this building is out here, especially if they worked so heavily in technology. Roads may not work anymore, but this place is still a long ways from anything that might have been classified as civilization. But sure enough, there are some lights moving inside the building, even though I can't see the raiders carrying them. Raiders might not be the most terrifying thing to come across in the wasteland, but I still don't relish in the thought of storming them in a fortified position. I can feel the hair on the back of my neck rise.
How long have they been in there?
Not long, I think. Maybe a day or two.
And how many of them do you think there are?
Maybe five. They were taking pot shots at me earlier today, but I couldn't see where the shots were coming from.
All right, well, I hate to try and rush in at night, but maybe I'll catch them off guard.
It's as good as a plan as I've got. I don't see any lights in there. Maybe they've gotten to sleep. Good luck in there.
Thanks. I think I'll need it.
All I can hear is my own breathing as I rush up to the building. I know Alex is watching over my back with a rifle, waiting for a raider to pop their head out and try to shoot me. No one fires as I make my way in and slam against the wall. It takes me a couple seconds to get my breathing under control. I can feel my heartbeat in my fingertips as I look for Alex. No sign. She's already ducked behind a rock for safety. I hate having to enter buildings like this, where the enemy knows I'm coming, but I have no idea what's going to happen when I go through that door. Maybe that will be the last thing I do. Kick open the door, only to be riddled by bullets. Or try to roll across the floor, only to look up to a shotgun and blam, dead. A deep breath, then I run in and slide behind a wall. No gunshots yet. Maybe they were sleeping. I wait. One, two, poke my head out, gun at the ready, and nothing. There's no one. Something's wrong. I wasn't quiet when I came in. It would have woken up even the deepest sleeper. The building isn't in terrible condition. Sure, a couple of the floors have caved in so I can almost see to the roof, but as far as pre-war stuff goes, it's not bad. That's when I find the first body. It's a raider, but they've been chewed on? During my exploration of the building, I find three other bodies. They've also been eaten. I don't know if I should be reassured by how I find them, though. Whatever ate them wasn't human. But it also wasn't by any animal I'm familiar with. Even Deathclaws. I scrounge through whatever they've got. Some ammo, some food. My hand is on the doorknob to go back out and let Alex know that the building is clear when I almost slip on blood. There's lots of it. I don't know how I missed it when I came in, but there's a thick trail of it that leads to the left of the door and down the set of stairs. The stairs open into a large, poorly lit room. Honestly, the power has probably been out in this building since the bombs dropped. There's a huge hole in the wall that goes left and right, opposite where the stairs come in. It's pretty obvious that it wasn't part of the original construction. There's a large pool of blood in the corner of the room, along with some bloody clothing from a replaced tourniquet, a stim pack, and a syringe full of psycho. That should make things interesting. While it has certainly decreased, the blood trail does continue through the hole in the wall and off to the left. I'm about to continue following the blood trail up down the tunnel when I hear the noise. It's faint at best, and for a second, I think it was just my imagination when I hear the sound again. Whoever's making the noise is coming from the other direction. I close my eyes tight. Maybe if I hope really hard, it won't happen again. Nope, there it is. I turn my light off. I'd rather try my luck sneaking up on whatever's making that noise than have it find me first with my bright flashlight. Well, I've had to use quite the variety of weapons since I've left the vault. I've never been much of a gun nut. I use what I can find until I stumble across something better. Still, the cold metal of my pistol helps to ease the knot of anxiety in my stomach as I tiptoe closer. There's a voice. Human. Probably one of the raiders.
Ooh, Qualt. Ooh, Qualt.
What is Ooh, Qualtoth? The raider's face has been smashed flat. Blood is pouring out from where his nose was. For a moment, we just stare at each other, as though neither of us is sure the other is real. Something drips from his forehead. I'm pretty sure it was his brains. Time seems to slow as it falls, as though the very air is thicker down here. Eventually, it hits the ground. Both of us are broken from the spell. He rushes, a wordless scream. The gunshot is loud down here and echoes. But the raider only stumbles as blood gouts out from his chest. Another shot. Another. I fire until the gun is empty. He stumbles.
We are all insignificant before the great old ones. Before Ukwaltoth.
And then he dies. My hands are shaking as I eject the magazine from my pistol. It's difficult to load a fresh one. I've killed people before. It's the wasteland. It happens here. But that was something different. Whatever he was chanting, something about great old ones and Ugh Qualtoth, he was fanatical about them. I've never heard of those specific ones before, but it's not unusual for people to create some sort of religion to justify their existence. I've run into the children of the Atom before, thought they were nuts too. I backtrack to the Trail of Blood. It follows through the same tunnel until it begins to descend. Alex only wanted me to clear out the building. I've done that. I can leave and go. I don't know why, but every part of me screams to not go any further. To go back upstairs and let Alex know it's all clear. There's absolutely no good that can come from this. I won't find any answers about what happened to my dad or the vault. That's the first time that I've said it out loud. Accepted that I still don't believe my father could have killed all those people, and admitted that all I'm doing here is trying to avoid solving that mystery because I know, no matter what, I'm not going to like the answer. And so, I press on, going further down into the cavern. It goes down for a long time. A few times it gets so steep that I basically have to slide down. Eventually it levels out. I don't know how far underground I am, but it's deep. Maybe 100 feet below the surface. The air is thick, almost difficult to breathe. The Trail of Blood is getting more difficult to follow. Whoever I'm following must have taken the time to secure the bandages better. Once again, the tunnel diverges right and left. Right continues on, out of sight, and to the left, though, it looks like a large room was carved out. There's a large box at the front of the room. No. As I get closer, it's not a box. It's an altar. And it's clearly been used for sacrifices. It's covered in blood. Some of it is still wet. And there's a book set to the side to stay out of the gore. It's thick, with no title on the leather cover. I hesitate, then open the book. Scrawled in barely legible handwriting is the word Krivbekna.